Across Australia, hundreds of First Nations people and allies took to the streets on Saturday, from Sydney and Melbourne to the Red Centre in Alice Springs. They're demanding that police are disarmed in Indigenous communities and that funding is redirected to community-controlled alternatives. Ned Jumpaginia Hargraves is a Walpri elder from Yundamu. He's been especially vocal on the issue after the death of 19-year-old Kumanjai Walker, who was shot dead by police in the Northern Territory in 2019.
We also want no guns in the community, because you don't know who's coming around that corner with a shotgun or anything. We say no to the guns, because it terrifies us. We can't be living in my own water in fear.
Mr. Walker was shot and killed by Constable Zachary Rolfe, who was trying to arrest him. In March, a Supreme Court jury in Darwin found the police officer not guilty of murder. Rhonda Dixon Grosvenor is a Gadigal, Bidjigal and Yuin elder. She says there are alternatives to guns for policing in Indigenous communities.
Well, there's no need to have the guns in communities. We haven't got guns. Why bring guns in, you know? There needs to be better training for the police and that, to understand our history and how they can communicate with Aboriginal people.
The Northern Territory Police Association says it can't comment because the matter is part of a coronial inquest starting later this year. Sydney activist Darlene Mason lost her father, Mark Mason, after he was shot and killed by police in remote northern New South Wales. A New South Wales deputy coroner has found this death in custody was justified. For Ms. Mason, the pain lingers.
Guns are just no good in small communities or in any communities at all. It's been a long, heartbreaking 12 years. It's affected our lives so much. And now it's our turn to step up and fight this fight for justice for our loved ones.
SBS World News contacted police services and unions across the country for a response. In a statement, Western Australian police say equipment, including firearms, are integral to ensuring the safety of the community and the officers themselves. South Australian police told SBS there's no intention to review its current practices at this time. This weekend's protests also aim to highlight concerns about the Northern Territory intervention. Also known as the Northern Territory Emergency Response, it was enacted by John Howard's coalition government after the Northern Territory government's Little Children Are Sacred report. On Tuesday, the 21st of June, it will be 15 years since the intervention in which the army and police were deployed to remote Indigenous communities to control the use of pornography and alcohol, among other measures. The legislation is due to end on the 17th of July. Many feel the program has been discriminatory and has left scars in the community.